If you're feeling overwhelmed by clutter, whether it be physical or mental clutter, I invite you to join me for my free 5-day challenge called Re-Energize Your Home. We'll be meeting from June 3rd through June 9th for this amazing challenge where you will discover the power of shifting your mindset, the power of managing your energy, and having true support for your efforts. Let's help you reclaim control of your life and your space in just 5 days. All you need to do to join us in this free challenge is to go to maketimeforsuccesspodcast.com/challenge. Again, that's maketimeforsuccesspodcast.com/challenge. I can't wait to work with you, and I'll see you soon. Welcome back to the Make Time for Success podcast. This is episode number 103. I've noticed that many of my recent clients have noted that they are interested in doing some sort of career shift. They're interested in changing jobs, finding a remote working situation, or exploring a totally different career field. And I've noticed in the past that until the person who's seeking a job becomes confident that they will actually be okay, the actual job search process doesn't really go very far or go very quickly. My special guest today, Julian Cañita, is here to share a lot of stories with us, including many about how he was able to create a satisfying career for himself, despite not at first believing that there were many opportunities available to him. His story is one with multiple happy endings, and he shares with us many life and career search lessons inside this episode. Julian is a Facebook ads coach who helps online entrepreneurs make meaningful connections on social media so that they can joyfully attract their aligned clients with ease. His vision is just like mine. It's to live in a world filled with joyful expression and limitless possibilities. Apart from teaching Facebook ads, Julian is also an ICF certified executive coach, a transformational life coach, a human design reader, a podcaster, an author, a DJ, a husband, and a father. And I will add to that list, he's a wonderful human being and podcast guest. Let's go listen to this episode now. Hi, I'm Dr. Christine Lee, and I'm a psychologist and a procrastination coach. I've helped thousands of people move past procrastination and overwhelm so they could begin working to their potential. In this podcast, you're going to learn powerful strategies for getting your mind, body, and energy to work together so that you can focus on what's really important and accomplish the goals you want to achieve. When you start living within your full power, you're going to see how being productive can be easy and how you can create success on demand. Welcome to the Make Time for Success podcast. Hello, my friends. You are in for a treat today. I have my good friend and colleague and mentor, Julian Cañita, here today with me on the podcast. Julian is a Facebook ads strategist and mentor. And for me, he's so much more than that. He is a genuine soul. He is, I think, an extrovert, if I'm not mistaken. He's great with people. And I've learned a lot just from being in his circle, in the same circle as he runs in the entrepreneurial space. So welcome to the show, Julian.
Thank you. Thank you, Christina. I'm really grateful to be here. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
So, Julian, could you start us off by describing just what you think we should know about you, just to start?
Again, thank you for having me. My name is Julian. I am a Facebook ad strategist and coach from the Philippines. And I'm a father of two kids. I'm a husband. I'm an entrepreneur, mostly doing Facebook ads. I also work as an ICF certified executive coach for business leaders, being able to support them that way as well. And yeah, we're all about growth, especially for business owners and entrepreneurs in all aspects of their life, not just in sales, not just in business, but even in their lives as well.
Beautiful. I'm looking forward to digging into your different areas of interest and expertise on this episode. Can you tell us, were you always an entrepreneur? Did you start out as an entrepreneur?
No, definitely not. I grew up thinking that it's important for me to understand what my degree would be, because that would be a life-changing moment. Whatever I choose my degree, I would graduate from that, and that will be my career forever. Funnily enough, the degree that I chose when I went into college was interior design. It was just something I was interested in. My original degree I applied for, I did not pass. So that's where I ended up. And then after 1 year, I switched to hotel and restaurant management. And I love that. I love being able to prepare like meals, even though I wasn't good at cooking, but particularly preparing drinks. I love drinking. I love being social. You mentioned me being an extrovert. I laugh because I really see myself as an introvert, but I do love connecting with people, especially over drinks. So that was fun. Fun fact about me, I actually represented my school in a national cocktail mixing competition, and I was one among the four winners of that contest. So
that's fantastic. I did not know that about you.
Yeah, not a lot of people do. Something I just remembered recently. I was a teenager then, and upon graduating, my belief was that the rest of my career, I was going to be a hotel's person. Took me about a year to get a job in a hotel. And again, I had that belief that this was going to be my career forever. I was going to live and die in a hotel because I didn't know anything else. So yeah, entrepreneurship was not in the horizon at all for me. None of my parents or my relatives were entrepreneurs. All of them were employees, all thriving in their careers. So really, entrepreneurship was very, very far from what I knew and what even I wanted. I never aspired to be an entrepreneur. I was even scared to be one. There was that belief that to be an entrepreneur, you need to have lots of connections and lots of capital and all of these different things, which I didn't have. So, you know, growing up, I just felt that it wasn't in the cards for me. So 20 years ago, version of me would be surprised now.
Okay. So what happened to have you go over that bridge into entrepreneurship?
Yeah. So I was growing my career in the hotel industry. I was promoted to supervisor of the reservations team. And then in 2015, it was time for me to get married. And my wife during that time, so she's from the Philippines as well. But during that time, she was working as an expatriate in Malaysia. And when we got married, I moved to be with her. So we moved to Penang, Malaysia. And again, because I had that idea that I'd be in the hotel forever, my first instinct was to look for a hotel job there. Unfortunately, it was difficult for me. What happened was there were a couple of hotels. Out of the many ones that I applied, there were a couple of hotels which agreed to interview me. But the main problem they had was that because I was a foreigner, they needed to apply for a work visa for me. And it cost around $2,000 to apply for that. And that's not even a guarantee that I would be given the work visa. On top of that, they would need to defend to immigration that they couldn't get the talent in the country because that's why they're hiring a foreigner. And my job wasn't necessarily skilled. I was taking phone calls. I was doing emails, which wasn't really like a highly skilled job. So the two people that interviewed me and two companies that interviewed me didn't want to take that risk. So no one wanted to hire me. So that was me for around 3 months. And then one of my friends, or one of the friends of my wife, who was living there as well, lent me a book. It was the $100 Startup. It was a short book. And I actually could not remember the contents of that book, but I remember what that opened up for me, which was that it was possible. I mentioned earlier, my biggest belief was that I needed a lot of money to start a business. I even remember like my parents helping me out, knowing that I didn't have any job, asking me, let me pool money together from your uncles and aunts, and let's maybe start a restaurant or something. So that was my career path. But I remember in that book realizing that I could bootstrap it. There were options for me to be able to be an entrepreneur and really bootstrap it. So I experimented a lot of different things. In the place where we were living, it was an island where it was difficult to search online for where to eat, but there were lots of good places to eat. So I decided to create a website where people can search for food and then decide where they want to eat. And then I learned things like social media marketing, or like Facebook ads, Google ads, to be able to bring traffic to that website. But the thing was, because I didn't know how to like make an offer or how to make it irresistible, I just had this idea, and I was selling it. I was going door to door to restaurants, getting people to, hey, sign up for my website. But that didn't pan out to anything. That was around 2 months of trying it out, 2 to 3 months. And then I said, I don't know if this is working. I wasn't earning anything, so let me try something. Let me go from before I heard of people talking about like being a virtual assistant or being a freelancer. So I went to this this website. It was called Upwork. I used to have a profile there, so I checked it out. And that's when I discovered that there were people who were hiring others to do social media work. I didn't even realize that that was a thing. But this was a skill that I developed over the past couple of months. So I got hired by an agency who got me to do Google ads and Facebook ads for their clients. I knew a little about it, so I was confident that I can help you with that. But I was learning along the way as well. And that's really where it all started for me. Really realizing this is something I do. I left that business and then went full on with Facebook ads. Really learned how to use Facebook ads, learned how to do marketing, new marketing strategy. I was actually blessed that the agency I worked with, they just got the client and threw it at me. So it is like, throwing someone in the water and then expecting them to just learn how to swim. That was hard at the moment, but I was grateful for that opportunity because I learned not just how to do ads, but really how to strategize despite whatever industry. So that was for 2 years. And then I went back to the Philippines in 2017. And then I realized that it was very, very young. Facebook ads was very, very young in the Philippines. So I started to put myself out there. And then, you know, just really, it was from then that it really became a business. I started getting more clients. I started getting invitations to do workshops and talks. And 5 years later, here I am.
That's a great story. And I am thinking how many different things you experimented with along the way after having the belief that once you make a choice for your career, it's permanent. It's your identity almost, that it's something that you don't leave. So it sounds like the love of your life and moving to Malaysia was a wonderful opening up of your sense of what was out there for you.
Yes, for sure.
Yes. Yes. Now, were there setbacks along the way and how did you overcome them?
Of course there was. It was very challenging because it was a completely different thing. I didn't know anything about like being things like getting clients, right? Or putting myself out there. I didn't even like sales back in my job. I would take on calls. And if someone on the call would say no, I would say, okay, bye. Right? I wasn't trained to really sell. So it was hard, definitely. But I think one of the big things that shifted for me, it's interesting you mentioned identity, was that there was this one time where I was out with my wife. And then it was a small restaurant, it was a small bar. So we had strangers sit next to us. So the stranger beside me was trying to small talk me and asking, he's asking, hey man, what do you do? And I remember at that point, I didn't have any paying clients yet. So I couldn't say that I was an entrepreneur. So I remember saying that I just stay at home. And my wife caught that. And then she talked to me about it the next day, asking me why I said that. I said that I didn't have any clients yet, so I'm not an entrepreneur. And then that's when she helped me realize that, no, you are an entrepreneur. You just haven't made any sales yet. But that was, to your point about identity, that was when it shifted for me that I can be this person. I am this person. I can choose to be this person, even though I haven't been before, even though I don't have any sales yet. And that's when it all came a bit natural to me that, yes, I am an entrepreneur. So therefore, what would I do? And then I think that's for the first time, that's when the scrappiness, the scrappy side of me really wanted to make it work. That's when I did door-to-door sales. That's when I reached out to my cousin to ask for help. That's when I looked for social media jobs. That's when I learned on my own without having to take paid courses how to do Facebook ads, watching all the YouTube videos, reading all the free blogs, taking the time to really dive in to make it happen. Because I think it was just realizing that if I didn't change anything, nothing was going to change, you know? So even though I was never that type of person to do marketing, to do sales, I chose to learn it to basically get over what I was experiencing. And again, of course, along the way, there were some certain hurdles, but I would always go back to that. Who would I need to be and what would I need to do to get over this thing so that, you know, I could get past it and move forward.
Beautiful. Beautiful. It sounds like your wife is awesome.
Yeah.
And that she helped you also to unlock your potential that
for sure.
You then realize, wow, it only then takes a few more steps before I can actually occupy the new identity
yes.
that I might not be familiar with. And I just wanted to stop here and have our listeners have that sink in, really, that if you feel like you're dissatisfied with your current situation, your current way that you see yourself, your current income level or your career choice, that there are so many different options for just the basic next step of exploration of what could be next. But the thing that has to come first is you have to believe that it's all possible for you. That if you think you're locked out or you think that it's the wrong time, you're too old, it's too late, you're too something, then it will be blocked to you. So one of the reasons I asked Julian to come on the show is because I see him as someone who has unlocked so much for himself, but now also helps in such a ripple effect kind of way. He helps other people to unlock possibilities for themselves as well. So I'm sorry I miscategorized you as an extrovert, but I see you helping so many people.
Thank you.
So, no problem. Thank you. Could you describe to us some personal practices that you might use to keep your own vibration or enthusiasm high, especially when you're feeling busy or feeling like, wow, this is new territory for me?
I think for me, one of the things is just being mindful of where I put my attention. So when things like I feel overwhelmed, then usually when I feel overwhelmed, I look at, or when I feel down, or when I feel certain feelings that don't necessarily help me do what I need to do, it's being conscious of catching myself and realizing that I'm likely feeling this way because I'm putting my attention somewhere that doesn't support me. So for example, if I feel overwhelmed, realize putting my attention in towards all of the things that I expected myself to do. With that realization comes a choice wherein, knowing this, do I still want to keep putting my attention here? Or, you know, I can choose to move it somewhere. And that's really our power to choose to put our attention elsewhere. So my attention goes to what is the one thing I can do now? And I know it sounds like it's something automatic. It's definitely not. It is still a conscious thing that I do. But, you know, it takes practice. It definitely takes practice. Realizing that if I'm feeling worried about something or if I'm feeling anxious about something, just taking that quick pause to acknowledge that first and then take a breath if I need to, and I usually need to, and then just realizing, where am I putting my attention? Whether or not it's true, do I still want to keep putting my attention there? So I think that's one thing that has really been helping me. So when things get hectic, we practice meditation as well. So we do meditate, and that helps. That definitely helps. If our attention keeps going back to something that is not supporting us, then that usually is a sign that, you know, there's so many things going on. So taking that pause, that mindful pause to take a breath or to take a break, whether that means just watching, taking a stroll or hanging out with the kids, then yeah, that's what we do.
Okay, beautiful advice. I would like to bookmark that as well, that you want to be aware of where you're putting your attention. And if that is not serving you, then how can you shift that quickly or take a pause so that your thoughts and feelings are supporting your goals or your current state of mind in a healthy way? What is your own theory, if you don't mind, of why our brains take us in the other direction so often? Especially in entrepreneurship, but not only in entrepreneurship, of course.
What is my and when you say other direction, would you say that it's usually the negative thoughts?
Yes.
So the way I understand it, I think it's because it keeps us safe. It keeps us in our comfort zone. I think fear from how I understand it, it's like, I think there's a certain part of the brain that didn't really evolve when, from caveman era. I heard this from a couple of different people. I didn't check any studies on that, but that's what I heard. And that particular part of the brain is what tells cavemen to be wary about, like, whether there's a saber-toothed tiger around, and then be careful. So it detects threats. And from how I understand it, our body responds to it, like, with these feelings, or our mind putting our attention on those types of things that senses danger, even though there's really no danger, right? I think another part of the brain can't distinguish between what's real and not. So I think there is that tendency for us to think negatively, because it keeps us from doing something that we normally would not do, which is outside of our comfort zone. And comfort zone tends to be equal safety. Yeah, so I think it's kind of around those trains of thought.
Yes. What you said aligns with what I have understood and learned as well. I think that I'm just reflecting about myself, that sometimes I have a way of ignoring danger, which is an interesting trait given how we're supposed to be wired.
Yeah.
But that can be helpful too, that sometimes I am inclined towards risk because I like having things be exciting and I like getting into new things. Sometimes I don't like finishing old things, which sometimes is a problem. But I think we each want to evaluate how wedded to my comfort zone am I? And is it helpful to me to be in the comfort zone? I think sometimes we give the comfort zone a bad rap too much, that it can be really nice to have a very nice, comfortable life and you feel like everything is under control. But if you're feeling a sense of dissatisfaction, it may be that you're staying inside this zone a little too frequently and that you can actually expand, like Julian has so bravely done in his life and with entrepreneurship. And there are entrepreneurial types like Julian and myself. And if you have that little inkling in your heart or in your mind, you may want to just try the next thing. Read the book, The $100 Startup, which is a good book. There are so many different books out there for people in all different areas, really, not just entrepreneurship, really about mindset, about productivity, about changing your life, about getting out of areas that have caused you to feel stuck because of trauma or because of early childhood influences, that really Julian has showed us today, that you can really weave a beautiful life from just what is within you, connecting yourself with the people around you and the opportunities that already exist. You don't have to create a brand new thing. It doesn't have to feel like you're being chased by a tiger. You can actually just gradually put one foot in front of the other and come out a very successful entrepreneur. Julian, can you describe for us your current business and what you do with clients and the groups of people that you mentor?
Yeah. I do have certain different aspects of what I do. Number one, I think we still have an agency. We do Facebook ads for our clients. We're taking on less clients now as compared to before, just to be able to support our existing set of clients and at the same time be able to give us time and energy for all of the other things that we still do. We have a membership for Facebook ads and online marketing courses for Filipino entrepreneurs. So that's ongoing. So we support Filipino entrepreneurs in teaching them how to do Facebook ads for their business as well. And then we are in the works of, that's mostly in English and Filipino, but we are also in the works of launching our international program, particularly for online course creators, how to do Facebook ads as well. And then apart from all the Facebook ads work, I still do executive coaching work. So we support business leaders, CEOs, to help them, similar to the story about stepping into an identity, helping them step into the CEO role that their business needs them to be so that they can manifest their dream business and dream life. So we do one-on-one coaching with CEOs, COOs, and strategic planning for executive teams. So that's pretty exciting. That's a lot of fun transformation that happens there. Interestingly enough, though it seems like two different offers, like Facebook ads and executive coaching. A lot of the executive coaching clients that I started out with were my Facebook ads clients. So it's very fun and interesting for us to see how we can support our clients that way. First, we'll get them more sales. And then when they're able to grow in their business in a big level, we support them in another way by training their team to really step into the leaders that they need them to be. So we do a lot of things. Can be exhausting at times, but it's definitely fulfilling as well.
Okay, good. I have the impulse to ask you, what is the most surprising lesson or thing that you found out about yourself in the past 20 years?
I guess there are lots that comes to mind, but I think one of the strongest ones is that I never realized that I actually wanted to have a big impact and change the world in my own little way. I think this insight really came from, back in around 2018 or 2019, I was working with one of my good friends and still my client up until today. He is a coach here in the Philippines, and he supports Filipinos to become freelancers. So they can leave their corporate job so that they can spend more time with their families, have a better life. I started with his core team when he started. Over the course of the first year, when we had this program, we brought it to 1,000 members. So we were mainly doing Facebook ads. So I had that number. When we were going to do our 1 year report, I had that 1,000 something number ready to report. This was our sales for the past year. And then the CEO, the coach, before we started that meeting said, I want to show you something. Then he showed in the screen that particular number, which is 1,000 something. And then he asked us, do you know what this number is? And I was ready to answer, like, that's our sales number for 2018. And then he stopped and said, this is the number of people whose lives we impacted over the past year. And that's when I realized that the work that I was doing wasn't just, I was helping people get more sales and make them richer. I realized that when I would look at Ads Manager, I would see one sale, 10 sales, 100 sales. It's no longer just a number to me. I realized that those are people whose lives are potentially changing. And that was the time when I actually shifted to focus mostly on working with coaches and course creators, because being a product of coaching myself, I have seen the transformation of it in myself and in my family and my close friends. And I want to bring that to more people. And I never realized that I had that longing yes, I want to be able to provide a good life for my family and run a thriving business. But then realizing that there is this part of me that wants to have that contribution as well. And, it was something that wasn't really there before. And yeah, I think it's just timing that it came at the right time, because I started to put, again, my attention into something a bit deeper than just making money, growing a business. It became about supporting people and helping others. And I'm very, very grateful to be in a business that allows me to do what I love to do and create that impact as well. I know not a lot of people have that, but I'm very, very grateful that I do. And if we're able to support other people to be in that path as well, then I'd be super blessed to help them do that as well.
Well, thank you, Julian, for that beautiful response. You make me think that once you are comfortable with the idea that you have enough of a comfort zone that you can actually change the world and help the world. So thank you so much for being an example of one of those people. And thank you for being on the show today. Could you describe to us how our listeners can get in touch with you and or work with you?
Yeah. So you can add me on Facebook. My name is Julian Canita. You can also check me out on Instagram at ads4courses. It's the name of our program. It's the name of my podcast as well. If you want to hear me nerd out about Facebook ads and marketing and all of those different stuff, please check out Ads for Courses over at Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Beautiful. And I know you have a free gift for our listeners as well. Can you describe that?
So if any of you are running ads, we do have a troubleshooting guide, just to be able to let you know if your ads are doing well. If it's not doing well, what specifically needs to change? So Christine will share a link for where you can download that. But that's for free. And yeah, I'd love for you to download it if it's going to help you with your ads for the entrepreneurs out there.
Terrific. So to get that free download from Julian, go to maketimeforsuccesspodcast.com/ads. Okay. Again, it's maketimeforsuccesspodcast.com/ads. Please give Julian a shout out. Let him know how much you loved this interview on social media. Get connected with him. And Julian, thank you so much again for being on the show.
Thank you, Christine, for inviting me. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, everyone.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. And I will see you next Thursday when the next episode drops. Take care. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Make Time for Success podcast. If you enjoyed what you've heard, you can subscribe to make sure you get notified of upcoming episodes. You can also visit our website, maketimeforsuccesspodcast.com, for past episodes, show notes, and all the resources we mention on the show. Feel free to connect with me over on Instagram too. You can find me there under the name Procrastination Coach. Send me a DM and let me know what your thoughts are about the episodes you've been listening to. And let me know any topics that you might like me to talk about on the show. I'd love to hear all about how you're making time for success. Talk to you soon.